Good morning. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua insights into the Daf series. Today's Daf is Maseches Chagiga Daf Vav, and the topic discussed is the mitzvah of chinuch, educating ourselves into what education is. To begin, the Gemara asks a question towards the top quarter of Daf Vav and Aleph. And the question is brought up by Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, by Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon asks the following, Chakira, Katan Chiger, a lame child, the Divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, the Suma, or a blind child, the Divrei Shneim, according to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Parenthetically, there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to whether Katan, who's unable to walk, due to age, is obligated in the mitzvah of Re'iyah on a chinuch level. Putting that mitzvah aside, let's just take the case where Beis Shammai says that a chiger, who for sure, according to Beis Shammai, would be pater because of his infirmity, and a suma, which according to both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, would be pater because of their infirmity, the question is, mahu, does the father have an obligation to educate their child? So now, what do we mean when we speak about educating a child? So it's understood that basically there is a mitzvah derabanan that a parent or a father, more specifically, again, whether a mother is obligated, that's a whole question of a machlokes, discussed actually on that phase by many of the Rishonim. But there's definitely an obligation of the father to educate his child in mitzvahs. Now, where does this come from? The source of it is a pasuk in Mishlei, and the pasuk in Mishlei is Chanoch lanar al pi darko. Educate your child according to his needs, gam ki yazkin, so that when he gets older, lo yosr mimenu, he will not go astray from it, referring to the Torah. So we see that there's an obligation for a father to educate his child in the performance of mitzvos. Now the question that we're bringing over here is that we have a child who is a chiger, a child who is lame, and a child who is a suma, child who is unable to see. Does the father have to educate them in the mitzvah of re'iyah? Even though, as the Gemara on Daf Gimel says, they're going to be putter. So before the Gemara even examines the parameters of the question in regards to the nature of chinuch, the Gemara interjects and says, "Hey chidami, what case are we talking about? Ilema bechiger sheniyochol is pashet. If we're talking about a blind person or a lame person who's not even going to get healed, v'sume sheniyochol is pateach, or a blind person who will never be able to see again." And Rashi points out, and Rashi uses the words when discussing the chiger, she'ein sofo lispashet olamis, he will never get better. So the Gemara says, hashta gadol potter katan mibayi. We're telling me right now that the gadol is potter in doing this mitzvah. That had he been bar mitzvah, he would never have to do the mitzvah. So we're going to ask the question, if the father has to educate the child in a mitzvah, he's never going to be chayivin? Of course not. Think of the following example. We know that women are not chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin. And we know that women aren't chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So you're going to tell me that the father is going to be obligated. There's a whole question about his father is going to be obligated to teach his daughter how to put on tefillin or teach his daughter how to put on tzitzis. She's never going to have to do it in the first place. So since she's never going to have to do it, there's never going to be a mitzvah of chinuch. Here too also, the Gemara in Daf Gimel learns out on the bottom of the Amud, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that a chiger and a sumer putter from the mitzvah of re'iyah. So once then we know that they're putter from their mitzvah of re'iyah, so why would even think that the father has a chiyuv to train them in this mitzvah? So the Gemara says, Lotzriach, no, rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about the following case. Bechiger sheyochol his pashet, v'suma sheyochol his pateach. We're talking about a chiger who's going to get better, who's going to be able to walk, or a suma who's going to be able to see again. Rashi uses the words of the Lashon, Sheyachol is pateach kodem sheyagvil, so there'll be a time that he gets better before he becomes bar mitzvah. And Tosos, when describing the chiger, uses the word mik megidulo before he gets older also. So you see that in both cases, we're dealing with a situation where he is going to be better and there is going to be a time for him to be chayv in the mitzvah. So we see that this is a little bit different than the model that we just mentioned of the girl with the tefillin, because there's never going to be a chiv. And she's never going to become a bar chiyuva. But here, he is going to become a bar chiyuva. The question is, at this particular point, had he been a gadol, he's not going to be a bar chiyuva. So the question is, what do we do about this now? Now, just to add on, as far as this obligation that we have of chinuch, so I want to show you Rashi's formulation of the mitzvah of chinuch that Rashi puts down. And Rashi tells us in the Dibur HaMaskel Katan Mibayi, Rashi says, Halo ein chinuch l'katan ela, the obligation of a child is only kedil hanhigo, to guide him, sheisarach achar min hago, that he'll be tied after his practices, l'chashayagdil, when he gets older. Dechevin shezeh potter, l'chashayagdil, and since this person, this complete chiger, or this complete summa is going to be potter when he gets older. Lam li chinuch? What do we need chinuch for? So again, we see that clearly there's an obligation of chinuch in terms of making a child become potter. So making a child accustomed to mitzvah. So the question is, what are we exactly bringing up over here in this case where we look at him as a situation where at this point he's potter because he has an illness or an infirmity which would make him potter as a gadol, but later on he's going to be chayiv. So I saw it brought down in the name of the Birkas Avram that there are really two interesting chakiros or ways to understand or questions that come up in understanding this obligation. Let's bring in each chakira, and within each chakira, we'll use it to analyze or to discuss the Gemara's question. The first chakira that we're going to be talking about is when we say that there's a mitzvah of chinuch on the father. There's a mitzvah of chinuch on the father to educate the child. The question is this mitzvah specifically placed on the father? Was it the father's obligation to do? And what the son does is, the son is really just a facilitator, and he is used to fulfill the father's obligation. Or do we say that really, when the Chachamim gave us the mitzvah of chinuch, they took a child who was not chayiv and they made him chayiv? Ah, so you're going to tell me that the obligated, that really the mitzvah is on the child, or the child is really the one who is obligated in performing it. So then what's the father's role? The father's role is to facilitate and to guide him in the performance of mitzvos. So again, that's our question. According to this chayda of the chakira, do we say the mitzvah of chinuch is purely on the father, and the son is just the way that the father fulfills his obligation? Or do we say that the mitzvah is really on the son to perform the mitzvah, and the father is the one who facilitates it? Now, so you don't think it's just a pure academic question, let's take a look at our case right over here. And our case provides us with a real nafkamina in terms of what side you take in this issue. Let's look at our case. Our case is that we have a child right now who is a summa, a point where had he been a gadol, he would be potter. But as he gets older, but when he gets older, he will be a bar chiyuva. So let's look at the tut stadim. If you want to say the obligation is on the father, that the child should know what to do when he gets older. So over here, the child definitely should know what to do when he gets older, because when he gets older, he's going to be chayiv. So according to that side of the chakira, in our case, the father should certainly be chayiv to bring his son who's a summa to the Beis HaMikdash. But if you're going to look at the other side of the chakira, what's the other side of the hakira? The other side of the hakira is, it's really an obligation which is transferred to the son, facilitated by the father. Well, since, if you say that the chiv is really on the son to do the mitzvah, with the father helping him out, you look at the son himself is potter, because the son is a summa. It's got nothing to do with the fact that he's an age, with his age being under bar mitzvah. So with that being the case, you would say that here, there would be no mitzvah of chiyunach in this particular time. That's what we have so far as this mitzvah is concerned. But there's another aspect of chinuch as well, another chakir that's brought down, also in this article that I read. And the other chakir that's brought down is when the Chachamim instituted this mitzvah of chinuch, what exactly were they instituting? Were they saying the fact is that once we're saying that the child has to do the mitzvah, or the father has to teach the child to do the mitzvah, does that mean that simply he has to teach him how to perform it? It's what we call a generic mitzvah of chinuch, which just means that he has to know the basic motions and the basic ideas, or do we say that they have made him and created a full chiyuv, meaning with all the halachos, all the dictates, all the requirements of the mitzvah are now placed on the child? To give you an example of a nafkamina not related to our sugya, Let's take the case of Sukkah. Let's take the case of Lulav, I mean. Sukkis with a Lulav, not Sukkah. Let's take the case of Sukkis by a Lulav. We know that there's a halach that tells us on the first day of Yontif that a person cannot be Yotzei with a mitzvah with a Lulav, that's Sha'ul, that's been Sha'ul, that's been borrowed. Because the Torah says, Ulakachtam lachem by Yom HaRishon. You have to take for yourself on the first day. The question rises up, is are we allowed to give a child a borrowed Lulav? And this falls exactly into this particular Hakira. If you're going to say that what, there's just a generic mitzvah chinuch, that the child should know how to shake a lulav. So the truth is, a child can learn how to shake a lulav, whether it's borrowed, whether it's his. You just have to show him what to do, and you have to teach him what to do. But if you're going to tell us that all the dikdukim and all the halachos were now imposed on the child by the chachamim, so then just like an adult, or a bar chiyuva is not able to be yotzei with a lulav sha'ul, so here also, he can't be yotzei with a lulav sha'ul. And using that, let's now take, let's give one more example also, a little bit of a sadder example, but let's say you have Rahman Litzlan, a child who has a terminal illness, and it's pretty clear that he's not going to survive until he's 13. The question is, does he have an obligation, is there an obligation of chinuch also? So if you're going to say that the whole idea is that he performs the mitzvah, that the father has a mitzvah to teach him what to do, so that he is able to perform the mitzvahs when he gets older, and it's a mitzvah on the father, so then in that case, that's not going to be appropriate over here. It's not going to be applicable over here. It's not going to apply, because unfortunately, the child's not going to make it through. But if you're going to say that, no, the chachamim lower the age and place the mitzvah on the child, so in that case, then yeah, there would be a mitzvah of chinuch that the father can facilitate at this particular point. How does this work in terms of our case? So let's see. If you're going to tell me it's a regular generic chiyuv of chinuch, general obligation of chinuch, so in our case, so yeah, there's a general obligation. He has to learn how to do mitzvahs when he's going to get older. So in our case, so then, yeah, the father would have to be educating his child with the mitzvah of reunion and have to bring him. But if you're going to tell me it has to be done with all the dikdukim and all the halachos, well, in our case, the Dikdukim and the Halachos tell us that a Chiger and a Katan are potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. With that being the case, there wouldn't be a need to educate a child either in this case. So what does the Gemara conclude? So let's see what the Gemara says. So Amar Abaye, Abaye tells us the following. Kol hecha de gadol mechayiv midoraisa. When we say, we're in the situation where the gadol is obligated in the Torah level, katanami mechanchin and lemi derabanan. We also have to educate and teach a child on a derabbanan level. Meaning, if the father would be chayiv, then the son should be chayiv. Then there's a mitzvah chinuch. If it's a case where the father would not be chayiv, then there is no mitzvah chinuch. V'chol heicha, the gadol potter midaraisa, that a gadol is going to be potter katanami derabbanan, katanami potter, katan is also potter midarabbanan. So what do we see? We see that our Gemara is taking a position that there would be no obligation of chinuch in this case. So using our two understandings of the Chakira, we can say that our Gemara is taking the view of, number one, that when the Chachamim imposed this mitzvah or placed this mitzvah of chinuch on us, the mitzvah was really primarily placed on the child and with the father as a facilitator and not just a plain obligation on the father. That's the first thing we see. And second of all, when we did put the mitzvah on the child, the mitzvah was placed in a way where all the dikdukim and all the halachos apply. That being the case, we see from our Gemara, at least there's one way to understand our Hakir, our Gemara seems to be taking a stance that in both cases, the mitzvah of chinuch is not just on the father, but it's really a mitzvah that was placed on the son with a father's facilitation. And second, that once the mitzvah was placed on, it has to be done with all the proper dikdukim and halachos. Kol tov, have a wonderful day.